Hey y'all, there's an update on the rare breed triggers case that I wanted to echo. The National Association for Gun Rights put it out. They've been working with rare breed triggers, and we've already been covering that for a while. Judge Reed O'Connor out of Texas, the Northern District, has recently denied the government's request to stay the injunction that he put on this illegal and unconstitutional ATF rule, and he refused to stop his own final judgment on this. He's one of the best judges when it comes to the Second Amendment, Judge Reed O'Connor, Texas. He's crushing it. Judge Reed O'Connor ruled that force reset triggers are not machine guns. We know this. It's just the ATF is trying to recreate law, change law by administrative rules. Now, the government has appealed to the Fifth Circuit, but I don't think that'll go really well for them. They've lost the ATF. They've lost six consecutive requests in this case so far, and I think the losses are going to still continue, and I'll tell you why here in a minute. Now, I will stress that Judge O'Connor did extend ATF's deadline to return these illegally seized force reset triggers, and also to send out notices to everyone they sent a notice to already, saying those were in error, and they are not illegal, they're not machine guns. He gave them now until February 22nd. He made it very clear that it was not a stay and that members of the National Association for Gun Rights and Texas Gun Rights or any downstream customers of commercial members of NAGR or TGR, that ATF was obligated to return their triggers promptly upon request. And that's something that you're going to have to do if you want it back. Now, if you're a member of NAGR or TGR, or if you've purchased a force reset trigger from a commercial member of either NAGR or TGR, this is you. I'm gonna pump the brakes here. And if you're like anybody else in this industry, you've probably been inundated with emails trying to sell you these items right now, force reset triggers or wide open triggers. My recommendation to you is to ignore those emails. Do not buy one right now just because of the status of this case and you don't know where those are coming from. I wouldn't put it past ATF to try to sell these to people and then try to jam you up on the back end. So if you're a member of NAGR or TGR or customers downstream of commercial members of, you're covered by this injunction that Reed O'Connor put on and the final judgment that they're not machine guns. Now, before I tell you how you can get your forced reset trigger back, words are tough today. I want to thank the sponsor of the video, Lear Capital. You guys and gals know I've been working with Lear Capital for a long time. They're a trusted name in the world of precious metals investing. I chose Lear to help educate my viewers about the strategic need to own gold or silver. And it protects you and I against the enormous financial challenges that we face today and will for years to come. Lear has taught me that hope is not a financial strategy. Owning gold or silver is. So if you don't own gold or silver and you want to, I recommend you call the good people at Lear at 1-800-260-5075 or head over to LearGG.com. Get their free information. Ask them the tough questions. They're great to speak with, there's going to be no pressure to buy, and they will answer your questions. And you can also click on a link down below to watch the Frequently Asked Questions video I recorded with Kevin Demerit, the founder of Lear, where he answered the questions that some of my viewers sent to me. If you haven't seen it, I recommend you watch it. It's 1-800-260-5075 or LearGG.com. Thanks to Lear Capital for supporting this channel. All right, so now if you're a member of NAGR or TGR or a customer of a commercial member of NAGR or TGR and you want your force reset trigger back, this is what you need to do. Get a pen, get some paper, and write this down. You're going to want to send an email to the National Association for Gun Rights at the following email address, frt@gunrights.com, frt@gunrights.com. In the subject line, put, I want my FRT back. That's what Kevin DeMonaco said to do, and I'm going to echo that. Put, I want my FRT back in the subject line. In the body of the email, include your name, your phone number, and your email address. Also include your NAGR or TGR membership number and attach the ATF seizure form or whatever receipt that they gave you. They need proof that it was seized from you. They're just not going to be able to get it back with he said, she said. You need proof that they seized these things from you illegally. Now, upon receiving these emails, NAGR will compile a running list of people that fall into this category and work with their legal counsel to submit weekly demands to ATF to return your forced reset triggers. Now, good on NAGR for taking up this case, and good on Lawrence DeMonaco and Forced Reset Triggers for fighting this unconstitutional ATF rule change tooth and nail. If you're not a member, you can join NAGR using the link down below. It's in the description of every one of my videos and in the pinned comments. I don't get anything from it. They just know that you're a Guns and Gadgets viewer. Now, as for this case, it's in the Fifth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals in Texas. And because we have the Cargill decision, which was the bump stock case, where it said slidey pieces of plastic are not machine guns, now, that's also a Fifth Circuit case, made its way all the way up to the United States Supreme Court, where we got a victory. My prediction is that the Force Reset Trigger case will follow the exact same path. ATF has appealed to the Fifth Circuit. We're waiting for an oral argument date. ATF's going to appeal this all the way to the Supreme Court. Know that. Know that now. Which is why these groups that are doing the work need your support. The members are the lifeblood. So join NAGR. If you're a member, donate to NAGR. Numbers. The link's down below. Man, I'm smoked. I'm just smoked. Now, even NAGR's Hannah Hill said that the legal challenges are the exact same as they were in the Cargill case. What they're doing, basically, is removing the words bump stock and inserting the words force reset triggers because an accessory does not make something a machine gun. Now, these triggers follow the letter of the law perfectly. I've been covering this since the very beginning when ATF was going after them. It does what the law requires. It resets that trigger. It forces the reset of the trigger, thus the name, every single time. That you cannot hold the trigger to the rear and expect it to keep firing. It will not do that. I've shot these at numerous range events when they hit their peak in popularity before ATF was crushing down on them. And we did many a test with these things. And you just can't pull the trigger and go at it. So remember, email NAGR at frt@gunrights.com. Put, I want my forced reset trigger back in the subject line. Include your name, phone number, and email address, as well as your NAGR or TGR membership number. All right, and they will get that list to their legal counsel, and they will make weekly demands on the ATF. If you want to stay up to date on not only this Second Amendment case, but all of the other BS the ATF is trying to perpetrate on our U.S. Constitution, all you have to do is subscribe to this channel down below. That red button right there should be floating up right now. Hit that button. It's free. Doesn't cost you anything. You'll stay up to date. I do news every single day. And also turn on the bell notification to all notifications. Like the video if you think the ATF sucks, and share this so more people see it. I appreciate y'all very much from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for loving our freedom as much as I do. I'll see you in the next one. Take care.